Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com. Welcome to part three of this week's Talk Show for Talkers here on irishtalkers.com. May I remind you of our email address? It's info@irishtalkers.com, and you can always leave a note on our Facebook page, the Talk Show for Talkers, and we do value your feedback and your evaluation. And also, if you can come up with any ideas that you things that we you might like us to cover in the show. It's that time when I hand the baton over to Paul Omani, and Paul is asking the question this week: do you have pride in your club? Do you, Paul?
Let me start off, listeners, with asking you, have you heard in Toastmasters the phrase club excellence? Has that come across your ears? Have you heard the phrase club quality? And have you heard the phrase moments of truth? I think it's highly likely that as Toastmasters, especially if you're a club officer and you've been to club officer training, you will have heard those phrases, and the president of the club will be particularly familiar with them. And all experienced members of Toastmasters will have come across that terminology. Also in District 71 this year, Jared Mannix, who's the district director, has communicated that the number one thing that he wants to be promoted within the district is a Toastmasters promise. What is the key to club excellence, club quality, and getting all the moments of truth right? Moments of truth, for those who don't know what it's about what happens just before you arrive at the club, what happens at the door of the club, what happens during the meeting, and every point where people are making, if you like, a kind of judgment about, am I in the right place? Is this going to be a good experience? Has this been a good experience? Is this club being run well? Those sort of things influence whether a new member, a potential new member joins or whether they don't, and whether existing members stay or go. What would be the best way of approaching this whole complicated question about club excellence? Because there are so many different parts to it. And how would it be possible to tie it up to what Jared Mannix is saying is the most important issue? What I've come up with is the idea that here's a question. Are you proud of your club? Or are you proud of, yes, the club you're a member of? And if you are, how proud are you of the club? Let's use a Toastmasters promise in order to ask some questions. Are you so proud of your club that you attend club meetings regularly? Are you so proud of your club that you prepare all of your projects to the best of your ability, basing them on the Toastmasters education program? Are you so proud of the club that you prepare for and fulfill meeting assignments, what I might call roles in the club? And are you so proud of the club that you provide fellow members with helpful, constructive evaluations? Let's just start with those first four questions. If a person is truly proud of their club, really glad to be associated with it, wants it to be known that they belong to this particular club, do they attend club meetings regularly? Well, of course they do. If they miss club meetings, do they let people know in advance that they won't be coming? Of course they do. Do they stay away for several meetings? No, they don't. They come regularly. It's a commitment. And if they aren't particularly proud of their club, do they come along to club meetings regularly? No, they don't. They come sometimes. They don't come other times. If somebody is really proud in their club, do they do their best to prepare their projects to the best of their abilities? They do, of course. They're going to give their best in the room. They're going to give their best to the other members. And are they going to base what they do, if they're really proud of their Toastmasters International club, What are they going to base their whole education on? They're going to invent some development of their own, some dabble with things. No, they're going to base them on the education program, which they're proud of. Proud of your club, proud of your organization, proud of the education system. They all go together if you're very proud, strongly proud. Do you prepare for the roles that you're going to play if you're proud in your club? Of course you do. Do you give helpful and constructive evaluations if you're proud of the club? If you're proud of the club, you believe that this is the place where you give your best. Do you give wishy-washy evaluations? No, you don't. Do you give people praise for their best things that they've done in their speech or in their role? You do. Do you give people recommendations for how they could get better? You do, of course. Do you apologize for your recommendations? No, you don't. The Toastmasters developmental system says that you will highlight something that somebody does well in the hope that that'll encourage them. It'll be constructive to get them to repeat that next time. And you will constructively suggest to them what they could improve on. So taking the Toastmasters promise, I'm now persuaded, and I'd like you to be persuaded, that pride in our club, pride in your club, is a very fine lever for everything else. You can say to people who joined up in Toastmasters many years ago, are you still proud of our club? Are you proud of our methods? Are you proud of our members? Are you proud of your own commitments? Are you proud of your own effort? This is a question which may lead people to re-examine their behavior, their contribution. It may also enable people to realize why they are so proud. Bring it out into the open. That's why I'm not going to go down through all the other elements of a Toastmasters promise. Moira, do you see any benefit in this particular approach, the approach which would put a lot of emphasis on the extent to which members in a club are proud of their club?
I think it's very, very important. I can only answer for myself. I take pride in how good my club is. And I'm a member of three different clubs, and there are different standards in each club. I can very easily rank those clubs in order of how good they are in terms of fulfilling the needs of their individual members. And that can be different from club to club. Just because one particular club maybe is not quite so good as an, in quotes, Toastmasters club, doesn't mean to say that it is not an excellent club. And I have one such club in my mind.
Now, let me come at you and see what about this. Supposing there's a club and the members of it are all very hunky-dory and pleasant with each other and they all are getting what they want, but they're not preparing their projects to the best of their ability and they're not basing them on the Toastmasters education program. I submit that they're not proud of their Toastmasters International club, that they're proud of themselves.
No, I agree with you totally. None of these clubs that I am thinking of fall into that trap. Well, possibly one, but it's not a club that I'm closely associated with. If a club does not satisfy the educational needs of the individual member, then they are failing that member. There is no question in my mind about that. But how a club fulfills the educational needs of their club can vary from club to club. I will always be more in favour of the club that follows the Toastmasters rules. It's not the right word, I'm not so sure. But anyway, the ones who do make sure that everybody does everything according to the book. Because generally speaking, those are going to be the better clubs. But I don't knock the clubs who like to do things a little bit different and maybe don't follow the rules, the TI rules, quite so closely.
Well, I'll give you another example of what I'm working on. because I am proud of my club, I will serve my club as an officer when called upon to do so. That is what the Toastmasters promise says. A person who is very proud of their club will say yes.
Of course.
They're asked, will you be on the committee? They will say, yes, I will. There, when the existing committee is looking to replace members on the committee is able to say to the room, who volunteers to be on the committee next year? And many, many hands go up. Or else, if very few hands go up, the committee can say, well, we've decided to ask Mary, John, Henry and Joyce to make up the committee for next year. And Mary, John, Henry and Joyce say, well, I've already promised to serve as an officer when called upon to do so. We've got a great club. I want to serve the club. I say yes. And that's the challenge, you see. I think that we can be a little bit vague about stuff and we can go around saying, well, the needs of the members and all that. Now, here's another one. Bring guests to club meetings so they can see the benefits that membership offers. There's a good one. If you're really proud of the club, you'll bring guests. It may not have crossed your mind that that is an indicator of how proud you are in your club, but certainly if you bring along somebody as a guest, you're bringing them to a place that you consider is worth coming to. Isn't that the case? So you could look at your club using this idea of pride in your club. You could look at your club and say, how many of the existing members in this club have brought along a visitor to the club in the last 3 months? That could be an interesting measure for a president of a club to pay attention to, especially if a president of a club was intending to use a Toastmasters promise connected with the idea of pride in your club in order to bring the club on the road towards excellence. I am beginning to think that if the members of a club really are proud of their Toastmasters International Club, they're going to improve the club all the time. They're going to work for that. They're going to make sure that new people are coming to club meetings. But if they're sitting back there and they're not doing anything about the values in action, they're saying, yes, I promise to do all these things, but they're not demonstrating their pride by action, there is improvement to be made, isn't there? There's more work to be done.
I think you can say without shadow of doubt that every club has improvements to make, even if they're only tiny, tiny little ones. And on that note, we'll close this section and we'll invite you to come back again tomorrow when I shall be looking at more ways in which you can improve your speech. The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.